All right, at the end of the month, Capital Music Club is hosting a very exciting show. We've got singer-songwriter, CCMA-winning, Juno-nominated Lindy Ortega taking the stage again Friday, August 30th. She's got Lost Highway Navigators supporting on the show. Always love a night at the Capitol. Lindy's on the phone right now. Hello.
Hello.
How the heck are you doing, Lindy?
Oh my God, I'm so good. Thank you for asking. It's been really great. I just bought a house, which is so exciting, and I'm in the middle of renovating it.
Actually, I'm on the exact same journey. Beginning of July, my girlfriend and I took possession. This is like the year where it happens for so many people.
Right. It's so good. And it's so fun doing all the fun renos to it.
Were you were renting beforehand?
I was renting an apartment, and then I ended up buying this really cool 70s house. It's like literally a relic from the 70s, just like me.
Woo. So with the renos, are you leaning into that 70s aesthetic, or are you like going to totally update it?
No, I don't want to like change it too much. So I'm actually just kind of complimenting, if you will. I have I'm putting an archway, which
Ooh.
I think is kind of 70s,
yeah,
right?
Putting
an archway in there. I'm putting in new floors because I couldn't really deal with the dark brown shag carpet.
Well, congratulations on buying the house. That's so exciting. Feel pretty good to be heading out on the road right away here?
Well, it's an interesting timing thing for me. I'm coming back to music after taking quite a bit of time off, and then buying a house and then, you know, launching back right back into music has been very interesting, but fun. It's all good stuff.
Well, I was reading like a few years back, you were thinking maybe you were approaching the end of your music career. I'm really glad to see that wasn't the case. What was sort of the catalyst that sort of switched things around for you?
Well, I was married and then I wasn't, and then I was free to do whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
just went out, became a bird and started flying.
Well, I mean, that's a liberating feeling, and selfishly, I'm glad because then we get exciting shows and new music like this. Last month,
yes,
you released a couple of tunes with Jack Barksdale. So tell me about these songs that you put out.
Well, we decided to do Tom Waits cover tunes because we both are huge fans of Tom Waits, which is, you know, so amazing to me because Jack, he just turned 17, so it's incredible to me that a guy that his age would be into Tom Waits. But we seem to both love Tom Waits, and we decided that, you know, we do some cover songs together of Tom Waits songs.
Was it refreshing working with an artist that was so much younger than you are?
Yeah, actually, it was amazing. He blows my mind. I've never really met such a young person who's just such a wealth of knowledge. I don't know. Maybe he's not from this planet, you know?
You know, the genre is so good for harboring these old souls trapped up in young bodies.
Yeah, that's definitely what he is. He's definitely that. Like, I ask him questions about, you know, old school music because he's got such a bigger, you know, wealth of knowledge than I do on those things.
I've got kind of a double-edged question for you. So I've seen on the internet your style, your voice, and your sound have been compared to the likes of Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, little sprinkling of Emmylou Harris in there. I say double-edged because I'm just wondering how you feel about artist comparisons like this. I've spoken with people who say, you know, it's good, especially if people don't know my music. Maybe it'd be really good for, you know, getting an idea of what they're up against. But on the other hand, some artists feel that can be sort of constricting. It kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I understand kind of both sides of it. It's very flattering to be, you know, compared to your heroes and people that you look up to and think are awesome, but also sometimes it can be a bit pigeonholing, and I don't know if that's a word, pigeonholing, but it feels like it kind of puts you in a bit of a box sometimes, so then you don't know if you're able to sort of, you know, expand outside of that musically, or if you try to expand outside of that musically, it's a little worrying if people are you know, if they've really believed that you sound like Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash, and then suddenly you're doing something, you know, slightly different than that, then they're like, what's going on?
Right, and like one of the best things as an artist is to sort of be able to step outside the expectations and just sort of create without limits.
Well, some of my favorite records are that. So when Emmylou Harris did Wrecking Ball, which was very different than her former super, super country stuff, you know, she caught a lot of flack for it. And I think it's one of the most amazing Emmylou Harris records. I think it's really cool when people step outside of the genre a little bit that they're known for and try something different in you. Isn't that what art should be about? Experimenting and trying things?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've always said, you know, if somebody has gripes about new material from an artist because it doesn't sound like their older material, well, you know, that older material didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that people should be, if you have sort of the gift to be able to make music and create, and that creativity wants to take you in different directions, then nobody should, you know, harness it. Like, I mean, nobody should, like, try to lasso that up and say, oh, you can't do that. Like, you should be able to be free and do whatever you want to do. You know, we're in the Matrix, man.
Yeah. I love that. That's my favorite movie. I'm glad you referenced it. So, Lindy, I'm very glad that you've found your way back to an active music career. And so you're hitting the road. You're coming to Capitol Music Club at the end of August with Lost Highway Navigators. Without giving too much away, what's this show going to be like?
Well, I have a new record that I'm putting out very soon. So I'll probably be, you know, trying out some songs from that record and playing that Tom Waits cover that I did, and who knows what else, maybe a couple of old songs, maybe a couple other new songs. It's going to be a little this, a little that. Ooh. I heard that the Capitol is haunted, so I'm hoping that I'll, you know, bring a ghost out.
I think it's more of a party if the ghosts are there dancing as well.
Totally.
Okay, so you are going to be at Capitol Music Club on Friday, August 30th with Lost Highway Navigators. We're very excited to have you in Saskatoon. To sort of wrap things up, we do a little thing that we like to call the Rapid Fire Rodeo. I've got a couple of quick rapid fire questions I'm going to ask you. You down to do that?
Yeah, okay, we'll see how my brain's working today, but I'll give it a go.
That's okay,
sure.
My brain is not working that well, so. Okay, first one up. If money was not an issue and visas weren't an issue, if you could, well, I know you just bought a house, but if you could buy another house anywhere in the world, where would that be?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. Ooh, well, there's a place that I always think about that I toured when, you know, a long time ago when I was out touring in Europe. It's called San Sebastian, Spain. And I fell in love with it there. I thought it was beautiful. So I might buy a house there in San Sebastian, Spain.
I've heard amazing things. My sister went to Spain and had nothing but amazing things to say about it.
Oh,
okay.
So great.
Lindy in Spain. Okay, next one up. If you could have any superpower right now that could aid in your music career, what would it be?
To aid in my music career.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say levitate, but I don't know how that works.
You're the second.
You know what? I would never forget the words, because sometimes I do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and if you did say levitate, you would be the second person that I've talked to that said flying would be the thing.
Oh, yeah. It would be cool, right? I think it'd make the show even more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely would be.
Flying around the stage.
Get an eagle-eye view of the crowd. Okay, last one. If you could become any animal, what would it be?
Ooh, a crow.
Have you seen the videos of crows solving puzzles?
Yeah, they're so smart. That's
right?
Why. I want to be a smart crow. Yeah, I think it'd be so cool.
I almost feel like there's some music inspiration in there, something about crows being smart. I don't know, you know. You're the artist, you're the songwriter, but you know that's kind of where my brain went.
Well, I mean, I wrote a song about crows one time called Murder of Crows, but I mean, I love crows so much. They're one of my favorite animals, so I probably should write more. I should maybe do a whole themed album on crows. Yeah. How about that?
Well, now that you're a homeowner, like you got to make friends with the neighborhood crows now. You got to get them, you know, treats out, and they'll maybe bring you some shiny stuff.
I was just trying to do that today. I got a whole thing of nuts and I heard them cawing, and I call back at them. I think my call is pretty good, actually. And I called back at them and I laid some nuts out. So we'll see what happens.
Really funny thing that happens. So I've got three cats in our house, and I like to sometimes supervise them out on the lawn, you know, just let them roam around a little bit. And one time I did that, and one of the crows in the neighborhood saw this and went onto the tree directly above the cat and started cawing really loud. And he was calling other crows in the neighborhood because, like, it ended up 5 minutes of this went by, and there were maybe 10 crows in that tree, and they were screaming at him.
A whole murder of crows.
A whole murder.
Because you let the cats out.
Yeah, a murder of crows. Maybe conspiring to murder my cat.
Well, you know, ravens are a conspiracy of ravens. That's what they're called.
Is that actually a thing?
That's a thing, yeah.
Whoa.
A conspiracy of ravens. It's pretty cool.
That is. That's arguably as cool as a murder of crows. Lindy Ortega making her way to Saskatoon. Again, she's taking the stage at Capitol Music Club on Friday, August 30th. Lindy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today, and we'll see you in Saskatoon.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.